Welcome to the WX Nation Wire podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Be sure to visit WXNation.com for all of your weather needs. Now here's the webmaster, Bill Young.
Welcome everyone to podcast number 9. I think I called last week's podcast number 9, but this one really is number 9. From Fort Worth, I'm Bill Young, the webmaster of WX Nation. Let us begin with weather news and Hurricane Wilma, which will be remembered for quite some time by Floridians. Many in South Florida began another day, today, October 27th, of struggling to find food, water, and fuel after Hurricane Wilma. And lines of people and cars formed around home improvement stores and gas stations in the area. Now, we've already gone into the Greek alphabet. We're up to Beta. Tropical Storm Beta formed last night, and it's drifting slowly northward. It will become a hurricane in the next 24 hours, most likely. And this one is expected to possibly become a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall in Nicaragua. And that will probably be by this weekend. A nor'easter came on the heels of Hurricane Wilma. An early nor'easter, fed by moisture from Wilma, dumped heavy rain and up to 20 inches of wet snow from New England south to West Virginia, knocking out power to tens of thousands, closing schools, and elevating rivers. They've had a lot of rainfall up in that area over the past few weeks and months. Over in New Orleans, business owners in the devastated area of Mid-City say they'd like to reopen, but they can't commit to doing so until levees are built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. As you may have heard, that is going to take years before such a thing could happen. Category 3 is about the maximum that those levees can handle. The Louisiana Department of Transportation now has the traffic cams up and running again for the New Orleans area, and that is one of many cams now that are back online in the New Orleans page, which you can find at wxnation.com/New Orleans. You can also find that linked in the blog at wxnation.com/blog. Over in Pakistan, the death toll from the October 8th earthquake has risen to 54,197, while the number of injured has increased to about 78,000. On to space news. Small robots designed by the University of Nebraska researchers may allow doctors on Earth to help perform surgery on patients in space. A live webcam is giving a first live view of the ancient and beautiful pyramids of Egypt, as seen through the lens of a high-definition camera. That link is in the WX Nation blog. The season's first snow arrived in Pennsylvania, with an accumulation of snow. Some higher elevations got several inches, and forecasters predicted up to 8 inches on the highest mountains. And now, weird news. A town in Colorado is baffled by the deaths of 22 horses. Authorities are considering everything from poisonous weeds to a lightning strike to explain two incidents this month that have killed 22 horses and have residents in the ranching town on edge. And finally, a follow-up to CBS's Category 6 Day of Destruction, which, if you saw that, it was about a hurricane forming in Lake Michigan and moving towards Chicago while a bunch of F5 tornadoes were heading up that way at the same time. Yep, that sounds reasonable. That Category 6 is being followed up on November 6th and 13th with Category 7. I have a rather extensive review on WX Nation Wire that gives you my opinion of Category 6. I may watch Category 7, but it won't be to learn anything. And that's the WX Nation podcast, a rather brief one this time around. All of these links are available at WX Nation's Wire, which is at wxnation.com/blog. And you can also see the latest weather and webcams at wxnation.com. I will leave you with the opening and closing music. both being from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com, and I will see you later.